It's the My Michelle Live Podcast.
Looking for the God story and news of the day. My Michelle Live, news and views. Here's Michelle.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is My Michelle Live. We're focusing on news and views today, and as the news around the world blows up with disturbing images and inconceivable issues, dangers lurk all around, and fear is peddled by seemingly snake oil salesmen all over through the news. But we look for something deeper. We look for the God story. What we're going to be taking on today, beyond just the news, is how to address issues, how to stand up for what's right, and even how to deal with having faith in an era where that can easily get you canceled from social media and from social settings. How do you give an account for the hope that is within you and share things that are just not popular, maybe even politically correct, in a way that is powerful, loving, and life-changing? How do we connect with people of like-mindedness, let's say Christians, for example, around the planet, especially those right now who are in Afghanistan, nearly 10,000 Christians who are left in the lurch, many reports saying they fully expect to be martyred in the next few days to weeks. So much going on. How do we find a deeper connection? Well, we are going to connect with Peter Carriage. Thank you very much for joining us today. You are part of Premier Insight, which has extraordinary news, information, and helps Christians to become connected, making a difference in real ways. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me come on.
So working primarily with folks in the UK, around the world, we are almost seemingly segmented, kind of closed up. Maybe social distancing and lockdowns have caused us to have a bit of a lockdown in our heart. We've seen more arguments online than we've seen messages of hope. It's really troubling times we're in, is it not?
Yeah, I think internet rage has taken over from road rage, and there's been so much to get angry about, so much to discuss. But the reality is that ideas of wars and rumors of wars, nothing's changed in that regard. You know, Afghanistan has been going on for a long time. Syria, where there are far more Christians, has been going on for a decade or so. And of course, how we engage with those issues and how we engage with each other as we try to discern what is right is really very important indeed. And, you know, the Old Testament prophet said that we should act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. And I think that that's part of the solution, that none of us have the whole truth. We've only got glimpses. And when we pretend or are deluded that our view is the only view and it's the right view, then I think that's part of the problem. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly are three parts of how we engage. And the humility bit is, I think, really important as we try to discern what is right and how we express that.
Indeed. Premier Insight, by the way, making its way around the world that you're a part of. You have an apologetics podcast show. You can find Premier Insight, premierinsight.org. I encourage our listeners, viewers, and readers to immerse themselves in reports in media that goes beyond just mainstream, because our mainstream media is entertainment driven and sometimes ideologically driven. Having been in the media for a long time, I saw the change myself, Peter, where we used to report the news, and you as you're watching, you hear me say this a lot, that it was a badge of honor to feel passionate about an issue. But as you reported it, if your audience didn't know where you stood, you were doing your job. Not so anymore. When the day came when my editor walked in and said, "Oh, great piece you wrote, Michelle. But if you word things like this, you can make people think that." And that's where things have changed. Now the media will take something that comes across their desk that is just a news release, a press release, and read it verbatim. That's why you can go up and down the channels and hear the exact same story. How is that so? First of all, praise for reporting news, but also digging deep into that deeper story, that God story, finding that hope that we can share. No, indeed, we don't have any of us a corner on all knowledge. We're not omnipotent, Peter, of course. And I've often said and encouraged my audience, look, there's two things that I camp on, two things that I cannot be convinced of anything else. You're welcome to debate it with me, bring up challenges. That's fine. But it's the person and the work of Jesus Christ. That's where I stand. Everything else, well, let's talk. I don't know everything. I want your thoughts.
Well, I mean, first of all, Premier is the biggest religious broadcaster in Europe. And we've been doing this for a very long time. And one of the things that we've been trying to do throughout our history, we've been going just over 25 years now, is to try and ensure that a lot of different views can be heard. Because as you say, not all of us have the corner. None of us have the corner. And what we have to do is to listen respectfully to other people's opinions. And it's not a case of us trying to beat somebody up so that they hear our view and take our view. Jesus never did that. And I think that part of the challenge moving forward, when you've got so many channels, and as you say, so many of them pretty much saying the same thing, is to try and understand that as we respectfully put our view across, we have to respectfully listen to the other view. Yeah. And even if we disagree as friends and see in the other something of what God is doing or teaching at that particular time in a person's life or journey. And all of our journeys are different. None of us come from the same backgrounds. None of us have been through the same experiences. And the wonderful thing is that God is able to minister to each one of us in our own unique ways, to our own unique needs at our own unique times. And part of it is to help God in our discussions and in our dialogues so that folk come to a greater awareness of him. And it isn't trying to beat them up so that they immediately think the way we think, because actually we might think wrong as well.
Yeah, that is powerful in this cancel culture that we've immersed ourselves in. I don't see God being part of the cancel culture.
Well, in many ways, God has been canceled out. And that's one of the big tragedies right now, that you can be a person of many views, but if you hold it to a traditional faith, you're on a difficult wicket. You're on a very shaky ground, because folk don't want to hear what they see as old truth or fable. And yet, you know, the wonderful thing is that the Christian faith has been around for an awful long time, and it will continue to be around in 2,000 years if we're still here, because the truth sets people free. And we do know from our own experience that God, in a mysterious way, by his Holy Spirit, can change lives in most. But that's not to say experiences of life. unbelievable, where we literally talk about, you know, what can we believe these days? Can you believe in the virgin birth? Can you believe in the end of time? Can you believe in creation? Can you believe that Jesus was the Son of God? What about Buddha? What about Muhammad? And we talk to people of no faith, of different faiths, and we have very inspiring and interesting dialogue with people who definitely don't hold the same worldview, but have a very rational reason why they might be atheists or agnostics, mm-hmm. or folk who believe in witchcraft or whatever. And the reality is that, you know, as you discuss with them various points of faith or non-faith, and they open up in a freedom, in a spirit of freedom, that actually you do get insights, and they receive insights that you don't get just by hectoring them from one corner of the world. You know, the Christian worldview is big enough and is strong enough, and we should be confident enough to talk to people who are different from us,
yes.
and actually love them as we talk to them, because they're all children of God in the end of the day.
One thing that I continue to remind our audience of, Peter, is a Bible scripture that reminds me of our times, is iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We're afraid of crossing those irons. When the irons cross, sparks can often fly. People get impassioned by their viewpoints or what they believe. But in that, you become sharper. We have in our cancel culture ideas like, well, it's settled science and science says this. Well, science isn't ever settled. We do on Tuesdays a science and technology program where we're not afraid to challenge the science, nor should we. Science must be poked. It must be prodded. In doing so, it becomes stronger. The truth comes out, and the truth, again, sets us free. The same goes with our fundamental ideological ideas and faith, Peter, I would say, that when we allow challenge, it helps us to hone in what we really believe. I think in some ways we become really lazy, and it's very easy to just argue and say, no, I believe this, and you're wrong. And then we jump to demonization and cancelization. Instead, challenge your faith. God says, come, let us reason together.
Yeah, Michelle, but I mean, there's a wonderful verse in scripture which says, test all things, hold to that which is good.
Come on.
And the testing that scripture talks about is not the testing where you're two opponents fighting in a boxing ring, but you're actually investigating along with others what is the truth. And, you know, as I said before, we're all children of God. You know, the prodigal son, even though he was way off with the pigs, he was still a son. And there are many, many people who are searching for truth, who are searching for meaning, who are searching for hope. And if we're able to love people into the kingdom, I think that gets as far quicker to the end than trying to debate them in. Because at the end of the day, we'll never convince people, but we can love them. And by loving them, some of that... So, you know, and we also know that people come to faith at times of great crisis. And so they're going through a divorce, they're going through the loss of a child, or they've lost their jobs, or they've got married, or they've moved house, or whatever it is. And you know what? Some of the big stuff of life, even the Afghanistan crisis or the Syrian crisis, or, you know, this big COVID crisis we have, you know, if you've lost a loved one, that's the biggest thing in your life right now. The fact that you lost your job and you're worrying mm-hmm. about the future, that's the biggest thing in your life right now. And what Christian men and women can do is love their neighbor and help them through those crisis mm-hmm. times. And in so doing, to talk about the faith that makes a difference in their lives.
Thank you.
And often in my experience of life, it's, you know, we all have a testimony. We all have a journey that we've been on. And that personal testimony, that personal story, which is unique, is actually gripping, and folk enjoy that. They see something real there. It's not about thesis. It's not about secondhand views. I can tell you my story, which is very different to yours, Michelle, but it's authentic to me. And as I tell it, if I tell it well, and I tell it sincerely, people will hopefully be drawn to that. And I honestly think that in this world where there are so many views, you can't take away the personal experience. And that personal experience is valid and should be told.
There's such a real aspect to what you're saying. It cuts beyond religion and a bunch of Bible verses thrown out. That's just real. It's real life. And we, I think, limit ourselves when we are, in essence, as people of faith, engaged in our own cancel culture. I don't want to be around them. They're that kind of people. Oh, they engage in this. They believe that. It cuts us off from being part of the real world and having real effectiveness. My best, closest family, they're just friends, but they're family to me, are pagans. And they practice paganism, and every time they light their fire and put on their capes, they invite me to come and be part, and I'll sit there with them. Is it my faith? No, it's not my faith, but I love my friends, and I want to learn about what they hold dear. What is it that they believe? Because in that, I have a better understanding of them, and you know what? They have respect for me and my faith and my desire to pray for them and what I believe. This is where you have real engagement. It's real relationship. It's not about multi-level marketing your faith to the people around you. So, Peter, what are some things that my audience can glean from your decades of experience in real world, living out your faith and engaging with people who think differently that we're lacking? What are some things that we can start doing in our lives to make a difference and to be part of that real world?
Well, let me tell you that premierinsight.com is all about trying to ensure that we're able to listen to each other as we talk about the issues of the day. Now, today, NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, have just asked a guy to leave. I think he's one of their communications guys, because he has said something in the media about folk being vaccinated against COVID. And he's basically said something like, you know, it might be a good idea to go and see your doctor and investigate whether this is good for you. Now, you know, COVID and vaccination is not a Christian, non-Christian issue. It's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's a public health issue.
Yes.
And there will be Republican girls in their early 20s who don't want to have the vaccine because they're not sure, as there will be Democratic girls who are saying this vaccine hasn't been around long enough. And then there'll be thousands of others who say, no. If we get two jabs, we're safe, or at least we're safer. That is not a Christian, non-Christian issue. That is not a Republican-Democrat issue. And I think part of the problem with the media is that we've allowed it to become a stick to beat other people up with. And, you know, years ago, I read a report where in the US, years ago, families were asked what was their biggest fear for their son or their daughter. And they said, oh, it's if they marry a person of color. And then in the last 5 years or so, it's been, oh, if they're Democrats, oh, if they marry a Republican, or if they're Republican, if they marry a Democrat. That is just so divisive, and it's so ridiculous, because, you know, I doubt there's one person listening to this broadcast who is truly Republican in everything or truly Democrat in anything, because actually, life is a spectrum.
Yes.
And we hold loads of different views, and our views change. And I think part of our insecurity is to try and pull around us people who think like us and act like us and want to be like us. And actually, life is so much more interesting, so much more exciting, so much more valid and real when we actually acknowledge that life is more complicated and more varied. And in our own lives, we can bear testimony to that, because actually, you know, we're all on a journey. You know, 20 years ago, we couldn't have even done this broadcast because the internet wasn't invented or wasn't used in the same way. And look at us now. We've never met, and here we are having this discussion. And that's happening for churches. It's happening for Bible study groups. It's happening for work situations. And so we have to realize that we're on a journey as a human being. We're on a journey as a community. We're on a journey with technology. We're on a journey as a world with all the climate change and all this stuff that's happening in our nations. And I think just a little bit of reality in terms of where we stand with all of that, that we don't know so many things, but what we do know is what God is doing or not doing in our own lives. And we can bear witness to that. We can talk about that with the people in our world, in our communities, in our families, in our workplace, and maybe just cool down a bit, not be quite so angry. Not, you know, maybe the blood pressure might go down a little. Maybe we might be able to relax a bit more, smile a bit more. You know, yeah, I think the Lord knows that this is a complicated world. He knows that we're living in very pressurized times. Who could have foreseen that we would have been locked in our homes around the world for 2 years or so? It's unprecedented in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll never happen again, but right now we're living through it. And I think that one of the things that we can do at this time is to just recognize that we're all on this journey, that we have lots to share with each other, lots to help each other with, and those who help each other and love each other the most win. That's it.
There you go. It's as simple as that. Peter, just to introduce our audience to Premier Insight, give us just a little insight into what we can find at premierinsight.org.
Yeah, so well, we have this very, very big program called Unbelievable. It has millions of people tuning in every week. And, you know, I think the latest show is all on deconstruction, i.e. church people, Christian leaders even, who abandon the faith and then go and create their own take on things and reinvent themselves and reinvent their churchmanship, as it were. So they want spirituality, but they don't want traditional Christianity. Now, where does that sit in the whole spectrum of Christian life and witness? I think that's the latest show. So, but there's a show every week, and there's lots of, we go back decades on this kind of program. So you got all the back catalog of that. We do a C.S. Lewis podcast. What would C.S. Lewis make of today's work in Afghanistan? What would C.S. Lewis make of COVID? All that kind of stuff. And we have one of the best theologians in the world called N.T. Wright. And we do a program with him called Ask N.T. Wright Anything, where you can write a question in and one of the best theologians in the world answers your questions. We also have a program with a guy called John Stott. John Stott was Billy Graham's pastor. And John Stott, we do a weekly broadcast with him. Yeah. We also do a Christian take on the news, and we ask you to pray into the news today. So whatever's happening in the world today, it's not, we don't just ask you to listen to the news or watch the news. We ask you to pray into it, because we believe that praying changes things. So you can either just watch the news and grumble about it, or you can get engaged with it and help to change it. And that's the kind of stuff that we're about. That's what Premier is all about.
And this is why I wanted to share Premier with you. My Michelle Live covers the God story. We look through news and views, science and technology, health, sports, even entertainment, and dig for that God story. If there's a God, what is he doing in all of this? And what has he called us to do in response? And in that, as you watch, you know that Premier Insight is a real good marriage to those ideas to spur you on to something greater. So thank you very much, Peter, for being with us today, for encouraging us to be more than the cancel culture has called us to be, but to be what God's called us to be. Thank you for what you have been doing with Premier Insight. It is an absolute joyous resource for anyone of faith. God bless you, and we'll continue to pray for what you're doing over there. I hope you'll join me again.
Thank you very much. God bless you too. Anytime. Just give me a call.
You got it.
More news and views at MyMichelleLive.com.
Well, thank you, Peter. It was such a joy to see you face to face. And I do enjoy all that you do at Premier Insight. I've been following you for quite some time.
God bless you. Thank you for having me on. Lovely all to meet you, Michelle. God bless
take
you.
Care.
Thank
bye-bye.
You for all you're doing. Goodbye.
It's good.
Yeah, you're not supposed to pour it straight into your lungs.
Who knew? So, yeah, I had something scheduled, but she said September 9th. And I asked for the second. And so he actually did show up on the second. So that was a
typo
thing. But I was ready, so just in case. Let me see if I have anything.
I'd recommend opening your window unless you like it all toasty in here.
Oh, it's because of
garbage trucks. I know. Earlier one. Oh, I gotta get my ring out.
This catches
light. Took it off when I was on the boat yesterday.
Got a 10:30 with plugged in.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Oh, I got a post rabbi. And
working.